Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
My parents move a lot because of their jobs, so for me, changing schools is not a big deal. I can easily adapt to any new environment, and I study well, so my academic performance is relatively the same regardless of the school I currently attend. I understand it depends a lot on your character traits. I'm sociable, optimistic, and outgoing, so it's easy for me. I guess changing schools can be difficult for an introvert or a very pessimistic person.
Speaker B.
I have never had to change schools, but I think I wouldn't mind that if I had to. Don't get me wrong, I like my school, but I think a new school means new opportunities, and it must be so exciting. You will meet new teachers and change your communication circle, and will generally have a chance to look at the world from a different angle. It can also be useful in the future, because you will definitely have to change jobs in the future.
Speaker C.
I have been attending the same school my entire life, and I would hate to change schools. When I watch films about that, usually such films are comedies for teenagers. It's always quite difficult because you meet new people and have to communicate with them, and you never know how they will treat you. Maybe it's easy for some people, but I believe most teens will find it very stressful and wouldn't like to have such an experience.
Speaker D.
I had to change schools once, and I can't say it was a horrible experience. On the contrary, my new teachers and schoolmates were very kind to me. Still, I missed my old school, my old teachers and classmates, and my old school building. When changing schools, you certainly get something new, and probably it's even much better than what you had before, but you also lose something, and therefore can't help feeling a little bit sad about it.
Speaker E.
I would hate to change schools, and it's not because I worry about losing my friends or having problems communicating with my peers. The thing is, you will have to take your school finals, and when you change schools, it's always a stress, and your academic performance will certainly get worse. Don't forget that your new school will not necessarily be better in terms of educational opportunities. This is what would worry me if I had to change schools.
Speaker F.
My parents are thinking of moving to a different part of the city, and I will probably have to change schools because commuting will take me too much time, and they don't want me to waste time as I'm going to have my final exams next year. I'm really looking forward to going to a new school because I don't really like the one I attend now, and I hope things will be better in a new school. I don't know which one it will be, though. But I hope for the best.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
My parents move a lot because of their jobs, so for me, changing schools is not a big deal. I can easily adapt to any new environment, and I study well, so my academic performance is relatively the same regardless of the school I currently attend. I understand it depends a lot on your character traits. I'm sociable, optimistic, and outgoing, so it's easy for me. I guess changing schools can be difficult for an introvert or a very pessimistic person.
Speaker B.
I have never had to change schools, but I think I wouldn't mind that if I had to. Don't get me wrong, I like my school, but I think a new school means new opportunities, and it must be so exciting. You will meet new teachers and change your communication circle, and will generally have a chance to look at the world from a different angle. It can also be useful in the future, because you will definitely have to change jobs in the future.
Speaker C.
I have been attending the same school my entire life and I would hate to change schools. When I watch films about that, usually such films are comedies for teenagers. It's always quite difficult because you meet new people and have to communicate with them and you never know how they will treat you. Maybe it's easy for some people, but I believe most teens will find it very stressful and wouldn't like to have such an experience.
Speaker D.
I had to change schools once, and I can't say it was a horrible experience. On the contrary, my new teachers and schoolmates were very kind to me. Still, I missed my old school, my old teachers and classmates, and my old school building. When changing schools, you certainly get something new, and probably it's even much better than what you had before, but you also lose something, and therefore can't help feeling a little bit sad about it.
Speaker E.
I would hate to change schools, and it's not because I worry about losing my friends or having problems communicating with my peers. The thing is, you will have to take your school finals, and when you change schools, it's always a stress, and your academic performance will certainly get worse. Don't forget that your new school will not necessarily be better in terms of educational opportunities. This is what would worry me if I had to change schools.
Speaker F.
My parents are thinking of moving to a different part of the city, and I will probably have to change schools because commuting will take me too much time, and they don't want me to waste time as I'm going to have my final exams next year. I'm really looking forward to going to a new school, because I don't really like the one I attend now, and I hope things will be better in a new school. I don't know which one it will be, though, but I hope for the best.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.